This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock trading platform.
Good morning. You're tuned into CNBC TV 18 Market Podcast brought to you in association with Bombay Stock Exchange. Well, a new day and a day would suggest that the start could be in the green, and we have really been bucking the global trend as far as market moves are concerned. Yesterday, minor intraday dips got bought into as far as our own markets are concerned. Nifty closed at day's high up 130 points. Nifty stuck within a range of 17,300 on downside and 17,800 on the upside as of now. It is above that 20-day moving average comfortably at these levels. Well, as I said, we have been bucking the global trend, but FIIs, they actually net sold 800 crore rupees. DIIs net bought 534 crore rupees. And we really don't have big queues coming in from the US markets overnight. They were shut on account of Labor Day. European markets, they closed lower due to energy concerns. Remember, Gazprom has indefinitely shut supplies via Nord Stream to the European region, that is gas supplies, which led to a surge in gas prices almost to the tune of 30%. This led to some movement in currency as well. Of course, euro being at a two-decade low of 0.99 to the dollar. We had sterling as well, which was at a two-and-a-half-year low of 1.14 to the dollar. And remember, UK also has a new prime minister, so any macroeconomic policy changes will impact what's happening in that region as well. Asian markets are largely mixed today. SGX Nifty is indicating that the start could be in the positive, but remember, it has come up from the highs. It's up just 18 points versus 30 points uptick this particular index was suggesting. Crude oil prices also remained in focus. OPEC Plus will cut output by 100,000 barrels per day, which is only 0.1% of global demand. So crude oil prices, they have slightly seen an uptick overnight, but remains to be seen which way things go. Thanks so much for tuning into this market podcast brought to you in association with Bombay Stock Exchange.